All right, so we were talking about this earlier. It's the Black Lives Matter calling for you and I not to shop at white businesses for a month. That's one thing that's going on. And then there's this Black Christmas thing about how capitalism is a racist-based system and all of this other American trashing conversation. It just seems bizarre to me, but that's why I bring in an expert. Ken Blackwell served as the mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio, the Ohio State Treasurer he was, Ohio Secretary of State. He currently serves on the Board of Directors for Club for Growth and the National Taxpayers Union. Ken, good to see you again.
Good to be with you, sir.
You know, every time I see something come out from Black Lives Matter, it has nothing to do with Black Lives. I mean, I'm sitting here watching statistics in Chicago and Baltimore, in cities all over America, Democratic-run cities, that are having crime waves like they've never seen before. The murder rate in Chicago now, it has exceeded 1993, which was the worst year ever. And so you're seeing people get killed, and 96% of the people killed are Black or Latino. 96%. Same is true in Baltimore, same is true in New York City. Runs right around the same percentage. Yet I don't see Black Lives Matter talking about the crime and the devastation. No, I see them talking about Christmas shopping and boycotting white-owned businesses. And that brings me back to, they are a Marxist organization. They're not about Black Lives. They're about political ideology. Or am I missing something?
You're not missing anything, Steve. They are a totalitarian structure. Their objectives are to run God and faith out of the public square, destroy the family, and create a dependency on a totalitarian run government structure. They are elitist. They are authoritarian in their orientation. But most and first and foremost, they are atheists. And so the two issues are combined. One, they want to destroy our economic system. And two, they don't believe in God. And they don't understand what has made us a very unique society for 200 and culture and political force for 245 years. And that is found in the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, which says that our rights are not grants from government. They're gifts from God. And so totalitarian regimes have to run faith and God out of the public square because they replace their governmental structure. They replace God with their governmental structure.
Right.
They're right. They don't care about Black Lives.
No, but they do try to hang it on the idea that it started there. And I say that because they claim this holiday boycott began in 2014 because of the police killing of John Crawford, a Black man who was shot and killed at an Ohio Walmart. But the fact of the matter is, this whole, they sent out a tweet at Thanksgiving that you're living on stolen land. Well, wouldn't they be standing on that same stolen land sending the tweet that they're sending? I mean, it doesn't stand a lot of reason, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And when you stop to think about, they are all for redistribution, and they redistribute America's wealth in their direction. This is a country that has, because it has put a harness on the reach and power of government and optimized individual liberty, we in 245 years, while not perfect, we are perfectible, as Lincoln said. We have become the most diverse, the most prosperous, political force in all of human history, and they want to destroy
and that remains exactly true today. America is the most diverse, peaceful, least racist nation on earth. Are there racists among us? Of course there are. But the fact of the matter is, America has more people from more places from all over the world, and more come every year, a million legally, more than the rest of the world combined. I mean, do you think, is China a diverse nation? No. India? Not exactly. Brazil? No, we are the most diverse nation on the planet, aren't we?
Oh, we are. And just think about it, Steve. People are not fighting to get out of here. They're fighting to get in here legally and illegally. And so that is the proof in the pudding. You know, we are based on this whole principle and this whole notion of e pluribus unum. From the many, one. And what the one thing that we are united around is the fact that we are all invested with individual liberty by the goodness of our God. And so if you want to destroy what has made us great, you in fact attempt to run God and faith out of the public square, and you destroy the family. The family is the incubator of liberty. And whether you're talking about China, whether you're talking about the former Soviet Union, whether you're talking about Venezuela, these folks destroy the family because they don't want an incubator of liberty. They want to build dependency on government so that you, in fact, have to follow their commands. And that is what has made us different. That's why people fight to get in here. That's why they turn to us in moments of crisis across the globe.
Well, and you identify something there, Ken, that I want to focus on for just a moment, and that's the lack of fathers in American homes. We have incentivized removing fathers from American homes by way of welfare payments to single moms. Nothing wrong with single moms. They're doing a great job out there, and I don't have any argument with them. But we need more dads in the home, more father figures involved with their children.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely, Steve. Look, in 1960, there were as many black intact families in the black community as the white community. With the Great Society program, you're absolutely right. They, in fact, destroyed the father. The fathers that stayed in the home, even if they were unemployed or of low income, they became a liability to the family. So they, in fact, systemically were forced out of the family. It started the destruction of the black family. You couple that with people given some license to unwantedness to go on rapid abortion, you began to see not only the destruction of the family, but the taking of innocent life at an accelerated pace. That's why I find it ironic and disheartening that so-called Black Lives Matter, Marxists that they are, in fact embrace abortion, on demand.
Well, and the latest creation, the latest iteration of all of this is a critical race theory, which has been around for a number of years, but has really come to the forefront, basically telling anybody of color, you're a victim. And those people over there, they're suppressors. It's not balanced. So you create this, well, I'm a victim. So it creates a sense of failure. I reject that outright. You're an American. You can do anything you want. Right?
Absolutely. And again, let's understand that, in fact, when we saw that we were on the wrong track, it was a multiracial, multi-ethnic force that created change.
That's right.
From a Jim Crow to, in fact, a society that had great uplift for people's incomes, people's freedom across racial and ethnic lines.
That's exactly right. Ken Blackwell, got to leave it there, former mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio, Ohio State Treasurer. He currently serves on the board of directors for the Club of Growth and National Taxpayers Union. Sir, thank you very much for being here, as always.
Always good to be with you, Steve.
There you have it. Ken Blackwell, everybody. It's America. You can do this. Just have to set your mind to it. Quick break. I'll be right back.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to gomuskox.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy.
What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.